Harvard-trained economist Alan Johnson Sirleaf became president-elect of Liberia this weekend. So far, official returns of last week's runoff election gave Johnson Sirleaf a majority of the votes. Despite praise for a free and clear election from international observers, her opponent, Liberian soccer star George Weah, and his party are claiming electoral fraud. Hundreds of Weah supporters protested outside the U.S. Embassy in Liberia's capital, Monrovia, earlier today. Liberia's National Elections Commission must still confirm Johnson Sirleaf's win. If it is confirmed, she will be the first woman ever elected to head an African country. She joins us now by phone from her residence in Monrovia. And President-elect, congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel to come this far?
Feels good. I think it's been a long road. We've given it everything we've got. We had a very good campaign. Our strategy of reaching out to the people just worked, and our vision and objectives for the country, which has a strong development agenda, just resonated with the population, and we're just glad for this opportunity to lead the effort for the reconstruction and the healing of our nation's wounds.
As you know, the supporters of Mr. Weah claim, first, that there was fraud, and second, they've been hinting strongly that if the election does not go the way they want it to go, there may be no peace in Liberia. How do you respond to that?
Well, I tell you, it's a very small minority of young people who have been causing disturbance. They numbered only a few hundred. We've not brought our thousands of supporters out because we want to give the National Elections Commission the opportunity, you know, to examine their complaint. And we understand the disappointment of the young people, but we're quite sure when the investigation is concluded later this week that there'll not be any substance to it, and that the election's results reflecting the choice of the Liberian people will be respected, and we'll just reach out to all the young people and assure them that we'll be the leader of all of them, and we'll help to respond to their needs.
After so many years of warfare, now finally this election, what's the first priority for Liberia?
Well, I tell you, to sustain the peace so that we can get stability. And that will mean responding to the war-affected youth. Many of the young people that you just referred to, those who are on the street, they've only known violence for all of their lives, since we've had conflict for the past 15 years or so. We need to get them into school, into skills training programs. We need to get them jobs and reintegrated into their communities so that we reduce their vulnerability to being recruited for yet another conflict. So that's going to be priority number one. But to do that, we also have to get the government machinery functioning again and put our economy at work and manage our resources properly. And so those things will move concurrently.
President-elect Johnson Sirleaf, again, our congratulations and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Alan Johnson Sirleaf is president-elect of Liberia, and she joined us by phone from her residence in Monrovia, the capital of that country. Stay tuned to NPR for more news throughout the day on the election. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.